At this point in the Gospel of John, the scribes and Pharisees already have a deep hatred for our Lord Jesus. In fact, yesterday in John 8:37, we heard, "But you are trying to kill me because my word has no room among you." That certainly puts things in perspective. Now, our reading today does continue in chapter 8 of the Gospel of John, but it does not pick up where it left off. Some of the most scathing comments that our Lord made to the scribes and the Pharisees are skipped over, so I'd like to share those with you. This is John 8:44 to 47. "You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and has nothing to do with the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks according to his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God." You know, we call ourselves children of God. And this is because we have received the Holy Spirit when we are baptized, received the Spirit of truth. But how often do you hear people speaking about those who are children of the evil one, Satan? But think about it. What sort of spirit drives people to perform abortions, to create pornography? What spirit is at work that's trying to remove Christianity from our country and the world? And how many people have embraced those evil spirits? Like our Lord Jesus, we can say to them, "You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires." Now, I'm sure you've heard it said over and over again that we are in a spiritual battle. And these very passages help us to understand the depths of that battle. Those people who are carrying out Satan's plans, they're not necessarily all Satanists, but they are rejecting the truth and following a path of darkness. How many people erupt in anger if you speak the truth to them? Why does that happen? Well, our Lord Jesus told us, "If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God." I tell you, vast numbers of people are in danger of going to hell. God our Father sends no one to hell. People send themselves. As C.S. Lewis said, "The gates of hell are locked from the inside. It is real, and people actually go there. But they are there by their own consent. Hell is a place of self-exile." But God wants all of us to be saved, to come to know him, to spend eternity with him. As it says in 1 Timothy 2:3-4, "This is good and pleasing to God our Savior, who wills everyone to be saved and to come to knowledge of the truth." And that is why God our Father sent our Lord Jesus to us. Yet how many are rejecting the truth of the gospel and living in darkness? We can't allow darkness into our minds, into our thoughts, or into our hearts. We can't allow ourselves to be governed by fear, anxiety, and depression. These don't come from God. That's not what he wants for us. If we choose the darkness, we reject God's gifts. We reject the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, and we choose hell for all eternity. Now, in our gospel reading today, our Lord said in John 8:55, "You do not know him, but I know him. And if I should say that I do not know him, I would be a liar, like you a liar. But I do know him, and I keep his word." We have to keep the word of God. Are you reading the scriptures? Do you know the word? I hope so. Because we are supposed to show people Christ. We are called to love. As our Lord said in Matthew 5:44, "I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Our Lord Jesus loved us so much that he went to the cross for us. Would we be willing to go to the cross for anyone, and especially those who have offended us? You know, I speak of Anna Maria Schmidt all the time because of her holiness. She asked herself that question. She said, I asked myself, even in the war, I asked, Lord, would I be able to go to the cross for those that right now I really don't even want to see, but they are in front of me. They beat me, Father God, as they beat Jesus. Would I be silent? Would I scream at them and say, you are the foulest thing that I ever lived on this earth? These are the thoughts and things we have to think about. She was thinking about that when she was in the gulag in Siberia. But she did end up showing them Christ. The very guard that nearly beat her to death experienced a conversion because she showed him Christ. That's a story for another day. But think about it. Who's annoying you in your life? Have you shown them Christ? I caution you never to place your trust in a person that does not have a heart for God. They will betray you. But show them Christ. Because if we don't show them Christ, how will they learn? Let's take a look at 2 Peter 3:7. But by the same word, the heavens and earth that now exist have been stored up for fire, being kept until the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. God created humanity, but this word tells us that the ungodly will be destroyed on that day of judgment. We have to pray for them so they will come to understand the love and goodness of God our Father. Personally, I believe that day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly will be coming soon. That's just my opinion. In the meantime, pray for those who persecute you. Love your enemies. And pick up the Bible and read it and know the Word of God.
Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have been blessed by this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help spread this podcast to other people throughout the world. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org. Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you.